This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Friday was a bad day for the rogue government, deep state, Clinton, stay behind network, organized crime controller. Their final last-ditch fortress inside the federal government to hold their whole house of criminal cards together, Robert Fixer for the Clintons and for the Bushes and for Obama, Mueller, had two judges. Now, we saw big coverage of the top judge in the Manafort case, the top judge in Russiagate in Fantasyland, coming out and saying that Mueller had lied to them to get the warrants, and that it was all fake, and that he was just trying to get Trump impeached. Those are quotes. And that he had unfettered power, or was attempting unfettered power. That means rogue or runaway. Look at the definition of unfettered. It means unblocked, unbridled, rogue. Give me the English Oxford if we can, because I like it, because it'll have six or seven definitions below it. Let's see if my memory serves right. I haven't actually looked it up, but I know what it means. Unfettered, released from restraint or inhibition. That means rogue or runaway. And then let's scroll down. Let's see some more of the definition. Unbridled, rampant, uninhibited, unconstrained, unrestricted, unchecked, unmuffled, uncontrolled. Top federal judge in Russiagate calls it unrestrained, rogue, out of control. And then the other top federal judge on the circuit court, on another circuit court, handling the case of the lawsuit where they're suing all these Russian companies going, we have proof that you messed with the election. Well, the Russian companies showed up for court. Said, let's start discovery. And Mueller went, actually, Judge, we might want to stop for 6 months. Or we might drop this entirely because it's totally made up. But that's what they do. They file lawsuits or they file these indictments and then try to hold it up. Just hang it out there in the news. And go, Roger Stone was in contact with the Guccifer 2.0. All of the media was going to the message board that he frequented. You can go there at hundreds, CBS, NBC, ABC. Everyone's like, Guccifer, Guccifer, if you've got such big leaks, talk to us. And Roger, one time, is on there saying, I hope you'll talk to me sometime. After the time, they claim all the hacking went on. Of course people are reaching out to Guccifer 2.0. I remember walking into my producers going, get me Guccifer 2.0. It's like I'm saying, get me Julian Assange. But see, I'm not establishment enough to have Julian Assange on or Guccifer. They all want to go on the New York Times, their enemy site. And the New York Times had those people on. They had them on, but that's okay. But that's what they do on CNN breathlessly with David Corn this weekend and MSNBC. Did you see? Oh, my God, Roger Stone, he's the main guy they're after. Oh, my gosh, this means they've got massive proof. Boy, he's in a lot of trouble. And it's all made up. And now the federal judge in two of these cases talks about how hundreds of pages of these indictments and these lawsuits, just one civil, one's criminal, are blacked out. Well, the judge wants to see what's unblacked out, because already on these cases, other stuff has been unblacked out, and it's all about their agents saying, there's no evidence, there's nothing, we've come up dry. Just like Strzok talking to his girlfriends like, man, I want out of this, there's nothing there, and we're going to get in a lot of trouble. Well, we're meeting with Andy, he said it'll be all right, Andy McCabe, the deputy director. So you got the capo above him for the Don, you know, the Clintons above him, the Don, the Clinton crime machine's got the major mob chiefs under them, and then you've got the capos beneath that. You've got Andrew McCabe, and then you've got the little street soldiers going, boss, are you sure? Are you sure it's going to be all right? We paid for the illegal dossier. It's made up, and there's nothing there except you, boss. You, we get the Russian money all the time. It's okay, right? we try to bust the president now that he's the president. It's another thing. It's in the text message. They might get us. Are you sure we'll get away with it? I mean, we're scared. We'll poop our little pantsies. We'll be back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Man, do we have a broadcast for you. Unbelievable video, unbelievable reports, unbelievable developments, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is all just crazy. We had Owen Schroyer and Michael Zimmerman up there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I'm told he's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. Has Owen Schroyer entered the building yet? I haven't seen him. I told Owen Schroyer he'll be here. They went down to the NRA inside and out. It was amazing. Shot Trump's speech live, met a lot of patriots, and then went outside of the anti-gunners. And at the local city park, they wouldn't even allow press in that wasn't anti-gun to politely interview the anti-gunners. Then other people politely just simply walk up to the tiny group of anti-gunners where some B actress from the 80s was there, and they've got armed security guarding Melissa Milano, again, an unknown B actress, basically, from thousands of years ago, and these guys come up and say, yeah, we're armed, get out of here, want you to leave, and then basically push them out of the park. The image of armed bodyguards guarding the B actress, because she's a god. You, though, you don't get a right to protect yourself, according to these people. And they say, oh, you're with InfoWars. You've been told to leave. And the guy goes, I'm not with InfoWars. But it's literally just these entitled, arrogant, in my view, crazy liberals that just show up. And by the way, I'm not just saying I'd have stood my ground. Pull up footage of Dallas Sheriff's Department attacks Alex Jones. I was up there. The Dallas Police Department said, yes, you can march without a permit during the JFK 40th anniversary. And then at the end of it, the whole service is over. Where the police chief says, you can go in the park now. Personally tells me that. We go over there, and the sheriff's department says, no, you can't. So we sit there and nicely demonstrate for about 20 minutes. And a couple hundred goons show up from the Democrat Party-run Sheriff's Department. They've got a literal La Raza lady that runs it. And they've been federalized, it turned out, under Obama, and they attack us. And I stood up to them. I mean, you know, there's a couple hundred cops. They did ram us and hit us and attack children and finally push us out with their billy clubs. But I stood my ground. So I'm just telling you, a couple thugs tell me to get out of a city park and tell me they got guns. You put your hand on me, you're going to have a big problem. So, and I'm not knocking this guy. He probably was smarter than I'd be standing, as, you know, backing down and just showing what thugs they were. But you watch this footage of some of these union people, and I'm guessing they're Democrat Party union enforcers. That's what they look like, what they act like. And it is just crazy to see the total entitlement. You don't get guns. You don't get to have any of this. We have them, and we're going to then tell you you don't have a First Amendment. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, there are so many incredible articles I've got here. But before I hit the really big ones, let me just hit this first. You can search engine, liberals are more likely to steal and less likely to give to charity. You'll get Harvard studies. You'll get Toronto University studies. You'll get universities in England studies. Big studies. Well, there's one in the Associated Press, of all places, that just came out today. Shock study, climate skeptics more eco-friendly than climate alarmists. Of course, conservatives and libertarians are better stewards of the land and actually recycle and do all the stuff because we tend to be more OCD. The left, in major studies, I just pulled one up from a few years ago for TV viewers, are more likely to steal. What is it? 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to not give to charity. But they're way more likely to tell you they're giving to charity. So there's one. Americans who are skeptical about climate change, well, it used to be global freezing and warming. It's man-made. We're skeptical. We know that climate's always changing. See how they play those games? Americans who are skeptical about climate change engage in personal behavior that's more friendly to the environment than climate alarmists who support increased government regulation. A new study has found. University of Michigan, led by a team of researchers in a year-long individual study of 600 Americans who regularly reported their climate change beliefs. And, of course, I want solar on my farmhouse because it makes sense and it costs less money in the long run and it's smart and it is good for the environment. Do I want giant windmills that have a bigger carbon footprint and kill all the birds and bankrupt every country they put them in? No. Is carbon dioxide the problem or is it GMO? Is it cross human species? Is it all of the geoengineering? See, there's real crises going on, and we get diverted with all the fake ones, but that's a big deal. Now, let me just tell you what's coming up in the next segment. Friday was not a good day. Most of the coverage was on the main federal judge over the Manafort case, who's the head Russiagate judge. One already recused themselves in the Flynn case. They now admit there's no evidence of criminality from Flynn. Why'd he plead guilty? Because it would cost him $1 million, and he was on a general's payroll. That's a couple hundred thousand a year. Doesn't have the money. Stone's already spent $1 million. I had to spend a lot of money with all the attacks they've got on me, all the fake stuff. That's what they do. But now they're looking at dropping the charges on Flynn, not because he said anything, not because he told Mueller what he wanted. There's nothing there. The president was president-elect and directed his national security advisor in waiting. That's what you do the day you're elected, to contact the Russian ambassador. That's what you do. He never lied about it. But now, federal judge rejects Mueller's request for delay in Russian troll farm case, saying it's a fraud. And the other big federal judge accused Mueller team of lying to target and impeach Trump. That's a quote for, quote, unfettered power. So that is coming up. I mean, this is devastating. These are the judges, 3 judges. One has recused themselves on the Flynn case. Now the judge on this new Democrat lawsuit against the Russians and Trump and Stone says this is complete BS. And so Mueller's talking about dropping it or simply asking for a stay, a long stay, till after the election. I mean, you talk about pulling your horns in. You talk about wanting it to go away. They indict 12 or 13 John Does and then just say, because Mueller filed a lawsuit, the Democrats filed a lawsuit, that it's proof. And you know why Mueller's in trouble? He lied and said they weren't targeting Trump's lawyer. And all over the news, him and Comey testified to Congress that nobody ever targeted anybody in the Trump circle during the campaign when he was president-elect or president. And now we all know they've admitted last week they were spying on Trump for 2 years before the election. And they were spying on his lawyer, and Trump towered everything we told you. And they lied to get the warrants on Trump Tower about something completely different. The judge hasn't said what it is, but he blew up, it says, in the hearing and screamed at Mueller and said, you lied to get these warrants. You're a liar. You want to impeach Trump. And then said, I've seen the unredacted pages. You're not releasing this for national security. You're doing it because it shows there's no case. Your own agents told you that. And what this is in the news. And what did Strzok say once president was elected in office? He said to his girlfriend, they were the underlings running the whole fake Russia game. He said, we got to stop this. We can't do this. We're going to get in trouble. There's nothing there. But CEO, arrogant Brennan and arrogant Clapper and all McCabe and all the other people above them, Comey and Mueller, they're all arrogant and in power for decades. Done whatever they want. Illegally spied, covered up murders, covered up real Russiagate, covered up Uranium One. Covered up nuclear reactors, covered up Iran deals, payoffs, covered up all of it. And now, wow, they're not able to go with whatever they want, and they're just freaking out and crapping their britches in front of everyone. And the stink can be smelled all the way here in Texas from the swamp. Woo! And all you neocons and limp-wristed conservatives that signed on to all this like Glenn Beck, aren't you fools now, you cowardly un-American scumbags?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, when the mainstream corporate lying media tells you somebody's really, really good, you know they're really, really bad. And I've been on air 23 years. I remember Robert Mueller, before he was the director of the FBI, was a true monster. Remember the whole Richard Jewell case? Three different people who they tried to charge for the Olympic Park bombing, who they knew were totally innocent, and Mueller was there honchoing, charging three innocent people. Now, he finally got a fourth guy, took him to a government mental institution. They filled him full of pills, and he died in the first few hours in custody. So they got their fourth guy on the Olympic Park bombing. But then they moved on from there and blamed some other Christian, quote, extremist, as they said. So five different people, Mueller said, did that. It just goes on and on. The guy's famous for covering up for the Clintons and Bush and Obama. Just unbelievable. Uranium being delivered in Moscow on tarmacs at midnight in the sleet in duffel bags. I mean, if Trump was doing that, I'd say hang him up by his toenails politically. But there's nothing there but pure Americana. There's nothing there but delivering. We're going to get to that next segment. So, here's the Associated Press headline. Here's the Fox News headline. Here's the Reuters headline. Even the CNN headline says federal judge blast Mueller's team. Well, what'd they blast him for? Federal judge, this is Friday, accuses Mueller's team of lying, trying to target Trump. Come on, man. You just want to impeach him. That's the quote. And the judge went on to say, U.S. Judge T.S. Ellis III, said, you don't really care about Manafort. You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you to lead to Mr. Trump and impeachment or whatever. And he goes on to say, you lied to get your warrants. And then goes into how there's no Russiagate information and how he wants the memos redacted and the FBI reports because the judge is able to read them as a classification, even above the FBI at that level, and says, I want you to declassify this right now or I'm going to do it. Because it doesn't say there's Russia evidence. It says you're covering it up, and your own agents were saying they didn't like what was going on. Can you imagine being FBI agents, even if you're Democrats, being ordered to make stuff up about the president-elect? Because that's when they started getting scared. And that's why Clapper and Brennan went on TV and said, Trump will be out of office within weeks of being in. We're going to remove him. Don't worry. Everybody stay behind. Nobody leave. Don't follow his orders. That is in the Hill today. Again, I told you back at the time this was going on. Hayden says, don't follow orders from the president. And he says, do not work for the government under Trump. That's the Hill today. That's coming up, but that makes my point. Federal judge goes on to say, you are unfettered. The Hill translates that to federal judge says Mueller is above the law or believes he is. Now, let me tell you what unfettered means. What have I called Mueller for a year and a half since Rosenstein put him in day one? This rogue group in the executive branch that the president had no power over, even though he has total power over it. That's rogue. They're rogue. They're runaway. They're stay behind networks. These are legal terms. Well, what does unfettered mean in law? Look up in Black's Law, not just English or Oxford. Look up Black's. That'll be a legal definition. I know what it's going to say. It's going to say rogue. Now, listen to this. That's a term in law, rogue agent, rogue government. Unfettered, the judge said. It means unrestrained, unrestricted, unconstrained, uninhibited, rampant, unbridled, free from law. That's what it means. Mueller is his own branch of government. A few months ago, 6 months ago, I called him Emperor Mueller and Slate and Salon and Raw Story and Newsweek all had headlines saying Jones is insane. Search engine and click web to show people. Alex Jones thinks Mueller's an emperor or thinks he's a king. Just type in Alex Jones, and they're like crazy articles. Jones has gone crazy. He believes Mueller's an actual royalty. No, jerks. He thinks he's a king. Fourth branch of government outside of executive, judicial, and legislative. They've announced that they're separate, just like the Federal Reserve has announced on C-SPAN before and on NPR and on PBS. I've got all the clips. Alan Greenspan, famously as he left, said, "We are a fourth branch of government separate from the other three, and no one can constrain us, not even the people." That's crazy talk. The three branches constrain each other. A fourth would be a king. There it is. Media Matters. That's George Soros' mouth. Alex Jones. There's a plot to install Robert Mueller as the first king of America. The quote is the first king of America. Yeah, I said he'd be a rogue element, able to do whatever he wants, and would basically set up the police, the federal police, like a third world country, or what happened in Rome, as a new rogue, runaway, controlled element. Word for word, what I said has now been said by the federal judge. Tomorrow's news today. Now, it's not hard to know that, but we've got another federal judge over the Russian lawsuit where they're suing Stone, Trump, everybody, saying they're Russian agents, and the judge said, okay, here's the companies that you said did this. They're here. They want all the evidence. Mueller said, oh, we want to punt for 6 months. We may drop it. It was all just about filing that and saying everybody's Russian agents. So now the judge has called him out on that. That's Politico. Judge rejects Mueller's request for delay in Russian troll farm case. Mueller probe might have to go dark until the midterm elections because of this. Wall Street Journal, they're panicking. They're pulling back, hoping you forget all these embarrassments. Remember, they were going to be done by December, but all the memos about Andy McCabe and Strzok and his girlfriend and the Pissgate dossier, the Steele dossier, and paying their wives millions of dollars in Fusion GPS to create the fake dossier, and the Justice Department's wives getting money, and McCabe getting $500,000 from Hillary. That was embarrassing 6 months ago. So they just kind of took Mueller out of the news and went into Stormy Daniels and women for 4 or 5 months. And now they're going back into Mueller and think you don't remember that. And now because the judges have said it's all a giant fraud to impeach the president with no evidence, and then the judges have all the documents that are secret, but they want the FBI to release them, or Congress will, they'll go back to the bimbos or something else, and or that he's senile. And then as soon as they think you've forgotten about that, they'll be right back with we're all Russian agents because we love America and want to see the country great. And just cut the Russian fuel supply off and are devastating them and massing troops on their border. And yeah, Trump's really with the Russians. Give me a freaking break. The globalists are with all these foreign powers selling nation states out, and they don't know what to do. They're panicking. But Alan Dershowitz is right. Giuliani, I got to say, man, he's giving Trump bad advice. This is weird. And Dershowitz says Trump team playing into Mueller's hands. The president needs Alan Dershowitz. He's a real lawyer. He's a Democrat. He's perfect. And he's got a track record of being accurate. Trump needs Alan Dershowitz. Good Lord. And he needs to start moving. By the way, Nunes is talking about contempt on the attorney general. Absolutely. Lock sessions up.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Look, here's the bottom line. Jeff Sessions did a great job in the Senate exposing gun control and open borders plans by George W. Bush 3 or 4 times. And I thought he was a great attorney general. But since then, he has been involved in massive classical dereliction of duty. He has openly, in so many ways, protected this whole rogue group, Rosenstein, that set up this new power structure and tricked the president into signing it. He can always negate that. It's his branch of government. And now you've got Mueller with all these federal judges over Russiagate saying, you're lied, we caught you, we have the documents, you are unfettered, meaning rogue government, trying to overthrow the president. Just like Nunes says, he's going for contempt charges this week. That's holding him in contempt, the attorney general. For what he's doing, and it's all coming out. So when I say lock Sessions up, if it comes out Sessions knows about all this and knew about all this and didn't do anything, he is just as guilty as Strzok and Rosenstein and McCabe and Mueller and Comey and all of them. And it's outrageous and it is dangerous. So that's what this comes down to. But the wheels are coming off. That's why Mueller is set to announce, AP's reporting, that he may go dormant until the midterms are over. Not because they don't want to unsettle an election, but because they want you to forget about the devastating information that just came out. Now, we're going to cut that little live piece and put it on the front of the last segment when we put that out because it needs to go viral. Owen Schroyer's here. Just got back from the NRA. Did a great job. He'll ride the shotgun with me in the next hour when we're set to have Michael Schneider in a very close race. And I'm having him on. I don't usually focus on one race, but he's neck and neck in Idaho in the primary. And there's the Democrats always lose by 25, 30 points. So he's basically, this is the congressional election. He's against the Never Trump and neocon. So this, it's not just Democrats we're trying to beat. It's Never Trumpers and neocons. So that's coming up in studio. But oh, and the rest of this segment, the situation here with Mueller, I mean, this is completely rogue. As I've always said, if you know law, this is completely criminal. Even CNN admits that he, quote, gets rough with people and does whatever he wants. He totally violates the law. They lie to federal judges. He's up to his eyeballs with the Russians. He's fighting for his life as a Russian agent on Russian boards with Russian uranium transfers. Mueller needs to get his ass SWAT teamed. Clapper, Brennan, all these arrogant people. Hayden's back in the news, former head of the CIA, threatening people, saying you better not work for Trump in the government or we'll get you. Well, that's what they're doing behind the scenes. Is blocking with rogue government. And it's getting to the point now that these guys work for a foreign power, the globalists, and they're allied with the communist Chinese in Davos. I'm serious. It's getting to the point where if they try to remove the president, man, he's got every right and the duty. It's getting into dereliction of duty area for Trump. If we don't start moving on these people, because they're moving on us extrajudicially, they're the globalists, and you got to fight fire with fire.
Well, over the weekend, I was calling Robert Mueller the deep state president because he kind of seemed to be the one in charge of the deep state propping it up. But now, as things are developing to the close of this weekend and we move forward to next week, when I think you're going to hear more from Devin Nunes, more from these intelligence communities, more from even federal judges, perhaps. Now I'm starting to wonder, was Robert Mueller the Tokyo Rose of the globalists? Was Robert Mueller the Tokyo Rose of the deep state? Here he is, the Russian investigation. Like Trump, it really is. Like, so he props this false narrative up, the media and all the...
And in a modern Tokyo sense, that'd be, in a modern sense, that'd be Baghdad Bob.
Okay, so yeah, but it's basically like you use all the media outlets to act like the Mueller investigation is real. That's what you got from Operation Mockingbird. That got exposed from all the JFK files that Trump released. And then you have Mueller doing this, you know, fake investigation that they act as real. He's totally rogue, like you said. Nobody's buying it anymore. Any leftist or liberal with half wit understands that the Mueller investigation is fake and there is no Russian collusion. It's just the radical fringe elements of anyone, whether you want to say leftists, Americans, or anyone around the world that believes this crap. So it's like, what comes next? Who actually brings Mueller down? Who actually brings Mueller and this investigation to an end?
And notice, as soon as the wheels came off, they totally switched to Stormy Daniels, raided his lawyer, which we now know was directed by Mueller with illegal wiretaps, because they now admit it was not the scope of Russiagate, and they lied to the judges to get it on that lawyer and knew it wasn't there. And it's all coming out.
And what does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with an election? What does this have to do with Russian collusion?
And it changes the subject from, yeah, about what's in the WikiLeaks, total crime, illegal servers, paper play, hundreds of millions laundered. It's incredible.
And they will tell you not to read that on CNN. Well, you don't have the right to read that. We do here at CNN.
Let's change the subject to all these people that have the economy roaring, building up our military, defending our border, crushing political correctness, getting us out of the TPP, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT. They're the Russians. Yeah, right. You're the globalists that had your foot on our neck forever, and we've got it off our neck, and we're bleeding, but we're getting up, and you're scared. You better be scared, because we're about to kick your ass politically.
If this isn't the Twilight Zone, if this isn't 1984 in the flesh, I don't know what could be. I really don't know what could be. There's nothing here. And think about this, Alex. Again, if they come down on Trump for obstruction of justice, which say, oh, now Mueller's looking at obstruction of justice, the latest out of the Tokyo Roses. Well, what is obstructing of justice? What is the justice? Russian collusion isn't even a crime. And if you're saying there was any proof of Russian collusion, that it would be...
Well, that's why they always call it collusion. It's like saying, well, you didn't cheat on your wife, but once you shook hands with a lady and kind of laughed and giggled at her and winked at her at the water cooler, and you're like, okay, I did wink at Betty Lou. She is hot, but I didn't cheat on my wife. It's not illegal. And there wasn't even winking at the Russians going on.
But
meanwhile, Mueller has got. Meanwhile, Mueller and Hillary, if you want to use a sexual analogy, they had the Russians' legs up behind Russia's ears. And there was a gang rape going on to get that Russian money to then rape America. I mean, there was a line out the door, if you want to use a sexual allegory.
So why won't they turn over their servers? You want to talk about obstruction of justice? Well, why don't you prove it was Russia that so-called hacked the DNC, which you can't even prove? So... they obstruct justice, they collude with Russia, they lose the election, throws the entire thing into a spiral panic, and then somehow they still have their elements of the deep state remaining, put Mueller up, Sessions' hands are tied, he recuses himself, Trump says, I'm going to stay away from the, you know, Attorney General's office and the Justice Department, I'll let them work that out, I don't want to have any bad press about me doing this, and so it's all this fake thing hanging over our heads, and still Trump is doing everything he can to fulfill his promises and make America great, like he said.
And it's perfect for these globalist traitors that have sold us out, the Chinese, the Russians, you know, you name it, to then point at all us that are actually bringing the country back and say, look, they're the enemies, they're the problem. It's incredible.
Well, and that's the problem, too, where they tell me, I go out and they'll say, hey, you're causing a divide. You're dividing this country. You're fake news. And I'm like, wait a second, hold up. Whoa. How about a fake investigation that has a bunch of the population worrying that Russia is behind the election of Trump?
I had a high-level Democrat that I ran into on the street when I was downtown Friday taking care of business. Go, Alex, I like your show, but, you know, but I tell you, President Trump's bringing ill repute on the presidency. He's embarrassing it. They never brought up Bill Clinton's sex stuff. They covered up rapes. Trump's not doing anything illegal. They covered up all the stuff. But, oh, because the media is demonizing the presidency, we finally have a president being the president, then the Democrats act like he's the one bringing ill repute on it. It's incredibly how stupid these people are.
But this is the least trusted the television media has ever been, even the person.
And then they blame Trump for that. They go, you're going to get journalists killed. No, you're lying and being globalist traitors is why people hate you. Take responsibility for it.
Well, I think the worse this gets, in some silver lining sense, the better it gets, because more people, I think, are understanding how ridiculous Mueller is. A lot of these people really expected there to be something. They really had Mueller as this idol, this god of justice, of saving America from Trump.
And he really has fallen now. So what are they going to do as it's a nothing burger, except he committed all these crimes and did wiretap and lied about it? What are they going to do as their god descends in flames?
Well, I think that there's two options that we know probably are on the table. One is we've seen it in the emails where they talk about, we've got our guys ready. If they fire Mueller, if they fire Rosenstein, we'll riot on the street. Democrats sending out emails. And then you have to say, okay, on the larger scale, on the real globalist controlled deep state scale, do they launch some sort of false flag? You know, I mean, who knows what they could do? Cyber false flag, bio false flag, you know, a typical false flag.
Oh, yeah, they're going to pull something big. And we're going to talk more about that coming up, because that's happening. Yeah, they're not going to give up. Look at the arrogance of the deep state, the Congress, the president, the voters trying to overthrow our election. This is a coup against America, a coup against our electoral process, where they say, no, you didn't really vote for Trump, the Russians did it. What a load of baloney. We'll be back with the highlights of the incredible NRA event and the gun grabbers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer, the amazing co-host with the also pretty awesome Roger Stone. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Central. A lot of our radio affiliates are picking up the show. But I got to say, TV affiliate-wise, ladies and gentlemen, 300-plus TV stations and over 70 cable systems, some rural, some big cities, in just the last 6 months or less have picked up the broadcast. So the real sleeper is TV. And it's just amazing. So very, very exciting. We're now 10 hours a day live weekdays, and then only 2 hours on Sundays here. But we're about to add a bunch of live weekend shows here in the next few months. We're having more crew building up the operation here. That's why when you buy T-shirts and books and films and water filters and air filters, all the best systems at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund this operation. We also have great supplements, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the Bio, the CoQ10, and all these other amazing ingredients. Now it's plus, even stronger, more per capsule, and it's 50% off, so you can try the new formula for a limited time. Also, our fluoride-free toothpaste is running low. We have it for adults and children. It's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It is 33% off, despite the fact that the toothpaste is running low. The mouthwash is not running low, or the immune gargle, or the small spray bottle that I use. You know, not just in my mouth, but topically as well. It's amazing with the colloidal silver, the iodine, and more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But that special is about to have to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It is your purchases that make it all possible. So thank you for the support and your prayers. And please support the local radio or TV station you're watching or listening to. Please support the local station by spreading the word about it. Your local business, become a sponsor on it. I can't tell you separately on local TV and local cable how many businesses I see, restaurants, you name it, that are incredibly successful. And I remember 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when I was number one in the city of Austin on FM affiliate, now is music, and they asked me how my show in just a few years went to number one when the station had no ratings in the paper. And I said, well, I did a lot of promotion. You know, the show was hard-hitting. But I said also, I ran TV ads by the tens of thousands on local cable. And I remember I had a buddy who worked at Time Warner, and I was asking, he had accounts there as a salesman, but he also did engineering. And I said, how much is an ad, say, during Discovery Channel? He said, well, if you buy a big package, they're $2 a piece at primetime. And I'm like, Discovery Channel has huge viewers. And he goes, I know. I ran ads. I ran advertising for my show on local cable. So I'm just saying local cable, local TV is one of the best places to advertise, just like radio. But cable, people just ignore that there's local ads on it. It's just waiting. It's like you just go do these huge buys, buy that. A lot of it's just computerized. I ran ads 2 years ago on Fox. But you got to buy the remnants is what they're called overnight. And then Politico's got involved and blocked me doing it. That was through Google. That's why it made me so mad a couple years ago when Google blocked us from advertising. You could go and computerize to Google, have your ad, it's approved, just that it's, you know, standards and quality, and then it runs on national cable. See, I'm digressing here into inside baseball. I'm sorry. It's just having the time to jack with all this. It's just, please support our local affiliates. Okay, let's shift gears now. I'm going to get more into this next hour, more into the whole Mueller thing and how Rosie O'Donnell's been caught committing more crimes in elections, way beyond Dinesh D'Souza's so-called crime. But will she go to jail? No, because Republicans let Democrats run wild. They let them persecute Christians. They let them persecute everybody. Also next hour, Amazon bars Christians from Amazon. That's mainstream news. I mean, oh, yeah, just like Google and Apple are taking, you know, Christian holidays off their calendars. And Google won't do doodles for holidays that are Christian, but they'll do them for Muslims. I mean, they're out to get us. Owen Schroyer.
Well, it is kind of shocking when you see that, but this video that we're about to play is a perfect example of the double standard and the double think, if you want to use the 1984 terminology, of what we're dealing with people on the street. Now, I want to say this. I want to clarify something, Alex. I think you'll agree with this. These street protesters and the vermin that come out and do these protests are the fringe elements, and they really give true liberals a bad name. There are people out there that watch us that just have different views that land on the left side of things, but they're not crazy. They're not fringe. And these people really kind of drown those voices out and make them look bad.
But we're not just selectively cherry picking them. You go to any Democrat event, more and more, I'd say half of them are like Day of the Dead.
And that's one thing that they will deny that I say, no, you don't understand. I don't edit this stuff. We don't have to edit this stuff. I can go live for an hour, 2 hours at one of these events, and it's the same thing every time. They curse you, they spit on you, they swing on you.
They call the police and get you thrown out of the public park line.
They box you. They literally, you know, they put their butt in you. I don't know. It's just weird stuff that they do.
They always hit you from down low.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's like absurd to even think about this, but this is what they do. But here's the example. Now, I will say that I was about 10 minutes late because I was rallying a group of people. I had about 50 people. I was there with like about 10 people, and then I went to this other NRA event where there was like a group meet, and I brought about 50 to 100 people over to the park, and we were going to bullhorn Alyssa Milano's speech. Unfortunately, we missed it by 10 minutes. Otherwise, we would have been right there bullhorning when that video went viral. And there was another video
of her using armed men to have people thrown off, even though it's a park and security can't do that. But again, she gets armed people, but she doesn't want you to have guns.
Yeah, and they had me kicked out too. Dallas police came over and kicked me out. And the Dallas police were actually really nice. They were like, look, you know, we know what you're doing out here. We'll try to help you, but hey, you got to go. But yeah, this guy, you could tell this is a totally different event. They hire this guy to be a thug, intimidate people out there, and brag about his
firearm. But that's a violation of law to say, yeah, I'm armed. Now move, go, go, go. And then they say to him, you're with InfoWars, aren't you? If you listen to the audio, and the guy goes, no, I'm not. So again, they just totally, here, let's go ahead and roll.
Oh, and then there's that guy, too. Oh, don't even start it.
The little orange guy?
Yeah, yeah, the little munchkin.
Well, goblin creature.
He was a total goblin
creature. We had a goblin
leader. He was a cult leader. He came over and shut down the conversation that we're going to play later. But here
I got to say he's handsome, though.
Well, that could.
Start it over. This is, hit pause. This is Melissa Milano, a B-star from the 80s. No one even knows who she is. She's there with like 100 people to hear her speak. Some fellow walks up nicely, says to the guys that look like security, hey, are you armed security? They turn around and go, get out of here. They go, yeah, we're armed. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. You need to go. Total color of law. Here, let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
We must prevent civilians from holding weapons of war.
Because you got a gun,
I'm gonna ask you to leave.
Okay,
but I'm gonna ask you to leave.
Hey, you already told him.
I'm not
gonna ask you to leave.
Hit pause. He keeps moving into his space. He keeps moving into his space, and I'm sorry, I've been there before the Dallas cops or the sheriff's department. I didn't back off. And I'm just saying, I wouldn't have backed off. I'm not saying this guy's bad. Oh, and what would you have done if this guy was doing this?
You know,
you already had Antifa with aimed guns at you and everything. You didn't back down.
You know, it's tough to say. I would say if it was this guy, I would not have probably backed down because he's not law enforcement. He can't just intimidate me in a public space. Now, when Dallas police comes over to me and politely says, look, hey, we got to.
No, I get that.
But
I'm talking about this guy.
No, this guy, that's what I'm saying. This guy is totally out there just some.
This is outside of law.
Let's back
it up and roll it. Go ahead and roll it from here. Go ahead.
How far do I have to go before I'm
on the sidewalk?
Yeah, he has no jurisdiction. He has no authority.
Back it up 20 seconds again.
And he has the cult leader right next to him.
Well,
who thinks he's cool because he probably met Alyssa Milano.
No, what he has, that guy is probably the most handsome man I've ever seen. Don't talk bad about him.
You're talking about a pumpkin head.
No, listen, goblins have rights too. Go ahead and hit play.
Because you got a gun. I'm going to ask you to leave.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you to leave.
Hey, you already told him.
I'm going to ask you to leave.
You already told him that he's going back.
Hey, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Yeah, this is totally
illegal. And then more people join in to push the poor guy out of there.
No, this is totally illegal. This is what that guy did is illegal. You cannot. I forget what the code is. I can go pull it up. I read the code.
It's in the articles about it. I mean, yeah. They're in his space saying, leave a park. You had to call the cops.
You're intimidating someone with a firearm. You cannot do that in a public square when they're simply executing the right to free speech.
And the guys are saying, yes, we're armed. You better get out of here. I don't want to edit this. Back it up 15 seconds. Play the thing unedited. Here it is. Back it up. Let's roll it again.
We must prevent civilians from holding weapons of war.
Because you got a gun, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Okay,
but I'm going to ask you to leave.
Hey, you already told him.
I'm not going to ask you to leave. You already told him that he's going back.
Hey, I'm leaving. How far do I have to go before I
need you on the sidewalk?
Sidewalk.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hypocrite. Alyssa, you're a hypocrite.
But you are armed.
You have armed security here.
You are armed.
You have armed security here.
And then you notice he says, you're with InfoWars. He goes, no, I'm not.
I think that what's happening here is the guy that eventually forces him out was probably the head of security. And then he had a couple of people around the scene and he saw that one of them or two of them had firearms. So he said, hey, why do you guys have firearms? You're out here against the NRA, against firearms. Why do you have firearms? And that's when the head of security says, all right, I'm taking control of this situation. You've got to get out. I got a gun, and I'm going to intimidate you out of your right to free speech, and I'm going to break the law wantonly because I'm up here protecting Alyssa Milano, a big celebrity of the New World Order.
She's allowed to have guns. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 months' supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.